Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2477, How to Stop Using Excuses and Make Conscious Choices Instead by Ellen Bergen of ifitbringsyoujoy.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who reads articles, book excerpts, and more to you every day, including holidays. It's always with permission from the authors or websites, and we couldn't do that without them or you, so thank you to them and you for being here. And let's get right to our post today and start optimizing your life. How to Stop Using Excuses and Make Conscious Choices Instead by Ellen Bergen of ifitbringsyoujoy.com. Contrary to how society has made being busy seem honorable and like a virtue, I see it more often used as an excuse. Let me explain what I consider to be two very different types of busy. The first is consciously choosing to accomplish lots of things to achieve a goal. And this type of busy is productive. The process of taking each strategic step on your way to your goal feels good because the choice to take those actions is based in freedom. Some of those steps are likely out of your comfort zone, so although they feel uncomfortable, the personal growth and sense of accomplishment with those types of steps feels amazing and grows your confidence. On the other hand, there's using busy as an excuse. I'll call this fear-based behavior busyness, and it is very different from consciously taking lots of steps to accomplish a goal. Some people even pride themselves on being so busy, and they use busy as a badge of honor, which it is not. Being busy does not make a person more important than anyone else, and by no means is being busy a sure sign of success nor worthiness. Using busyness or being too busy is the type of busy or excuse that the remainder of this post will dive into. Frankly, it's an unhealthy habit that can steal our power, confidence, and joy. Awareness. Is it an excuse or reason? It can be hard to separate between a freedom-based reason and a fear-based excuse. The distinction I learned based on my work at the Fearless Living Institute is excuses take a fact and spin a story, emotion, and drama around it. They feel real, yet usually there is regret behind an excuse. And reasons are factual. When you make a decision based on reason, you'll feel at peace with it and won't wonder, what if? Awareness is such an important first step in recognizing what we think is a reason we do or don't do something, but is often really an excuse that is rooted in fear. What does fear have to do with excuses? We all have things that we say to ourselves that excuse us from taking that next step. We rationalize that we're too busy, too tired, our partner isn't supportive, we don't have enough money, etc. These things feel so true, because there is a seed of truth in every excuse. Excuses are one of the ways fear keeps us from thriving. It uses seed of truth and past evidence to keep us stuck in our comfort zone. Fear convinces us that we're too tired, too broke, too untrained, too busy, or too whatever, so that we never plan and commit to taking that next step toward our goal, our potential. How to stop using excuses. So how do you shift out of excuses so that you can feel empowered to achieve your goals and dreams? Shift from an excuse to a place of choice and empowerment. We've all been there, spinning aimlessly rather than slowing down and mindfully choosing what we want to do next. For example, using the I'm too busy excuse to get out of going to a social event when the real reason is that you feel exhausted. Own up to feeling exhausted and consciously choose to not go to the event so you can take time to rest and recharge and release the guilt for doing so. Believing your excuses takes away your personal responsibility, your power. Instead, take responsibility for your life by making new, conscious choices. Be honest with yourself. In order to make new choices that better align with what you want for your life, you need to be honest with yourself. Three truths of what too busy might really mean. Number one, you feel depleted, exhausted. How often do you say things like, I wish I could sit and read a book, but I'm too busy. Take a day off? Nope, I'm too busy. Or, I'm too busy to do that thing I really want to do for myself. Possibly the real reason isn't that you're too busy. Rather, did you ignore your own needs for the sake of your family or career and now feel overwhelmed and tired? Choose to take well-deserved and needed self-care time. Self-care is a necessity in order to feel rested and ready to cheerfully help others. Be honest with yourself. You're not too busy. Instead, you have a need for time to rest and recharge. Number two, you made a different choice. Be honest, you made a choice to not work out or clean the house. You were not too busy. Did you need downtime? Were you avoiding what you didn't want to do? Did you spend hours playing games on your phone, binging a Netflix series, or scrolling through awesome accounts on Instagram? Shameless plug to connect with me. Whatever the reason, be mindful and call it what it is rather than using I'm too busy as an excuse. Remember, the goal is to shift from an excuse to a place of choice and empowerment. And number three, fear of failure. If you're feeling overwhelmed or scared of failing, don't blame it on being too busy. Identify your real feelings and move toward a solution rather than spinning in busyness. Have the courage to ask for help from your circle of support. One last thought. As you work to become aware of your excuses and shifting them to choice, be sure to give yourself lots of compassion. When you're in overwhelm or feeling exhausted, talk to yourself as you talk to a good friend. Self-compassion can help you keep your inner critic quiet. Using I'm too busy as an excuse or a badge of honor steals your power, confidence, and joy. Take your power back by making conscious choices based on reasons, not excuses. You just listened to the post titled, How to Stop Using Excuses and Make Conscious Choices Instead by Ellen Bergen of ifitbringsyoujoy.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Ellen. When we talk about busyness with productivity on this show, I'm often reminded of a post I narrated way back on episode 73, when this podcast was only around 2 months old. Joshua Milburn of The Minimalists has a shorter article titled, Not Busy, Focused. And his argument is pretty similar to what we heard today at the beginning of Ellen's article. Often busy is just an excuse, even though some see it as a badge of honor. And we can possibly eliminate the word busy from our vocabulary altogether. Instead, we should be using the word focused because that's basically the positive side of busy, when being busy is actually productive. The other side, being busy just for the sake of not doing nothing, well, that's just spinning our wheels going nowhere fast. And I get it, not being busy can be seen as lazy and unproductive. It can actually instill anger in someone else to know that you're not busy. But hopefully you know from listening to this show that needing to be busy all the time can not only be unhelpful, but possibly harmful. Doing nothing is a wonderful thing. And from a meditation and mindfulness point of view, it's actually kind of impossible. But just slowing down can lead to amazing progress. So as Ellen said, a good step to start with is simply being honest with yourself. You can ask yourself some of the things she mentioned in this post, and hopefully it'll lead you to a better place. And with that, thank you for being here in this place with me. It really means a lot. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.